Hello and welcome to a special episode of Bro 3 Podcast for May 26, 2021. Now fam, I know what you're probably saying to yourself. Brother number one, today is a Wednesday. This is a hump day. Why am I hearing an episode of the Bro 3 Podcast on a Wednesday, instead of every Sunday like I am accustomed to? Well fam, good question, fair question. The fact of the matter is, I haven't done an episode of Bro 3 Podcast for a month, and I missed you. And in my little rattled brain, I figured, why wait a whole week to talk to my fam when I can talk to him now? I would like that, and I hope that some people would like that too. So this right here is an episode of the Bro 3 Podcast, but it's just going to be the BTP news. Just a little something tied you over till Sunday. Hopefully you like it. Like to hear, here you go. All right. Oh, wait a minute. Hold on. Wait a minute. I got to do a song, right? Okay, here we go. My music still ain't right, so I'm gonna try to sing what I know. Bam, 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 bam. Well, when I wake up in the afternoon, which it pleases me to do, don't nobody bring me no brand new. Cause I wake up already negative and I'm buying up my views. So don't nobody bring me no bad news. Now if you wanna be buddies, Facebook buddies, better bone up on the rules. Or Instagram buddies. Don't nobody bring me no bad news. At Bros3Pod. Blah blah blah. Okay, that's enough. You see, I'm learning a little bit more of the song. Maybe by the end of the year I know the whole song. Alright, so welcome to the BTP News, your home for uninformed news. The premise is real simple. I go on the internet, I find a headline that makes me chuckle. And then from there, we use the power of imagination to figure out what might have happened. And then from there, we read the article and see how close we got. Alright, so our first story. Woman strangles husband with her buttocks during fight. All right, fam, so when I find these stories, I try my best to go in with as little information as possible. That way, sometimes, you know, I come up with stuff that's truly outrageous. Now, this story actually have a picture of the woman. So, you know, I do have that little head start. Okay, so here goes down in my brain, right? Judging by the picture of this woman, she's a heavier set girl. She's what... I mean, I don't know what you call white women who are big, beautiful women. I thought BBW was beautiful women. Beautiful black woman. Big black woman? I don't know. BBW is like, that's what people say. That's what some women refer to themselves as, BBWs. They let you know that they, you know, a little plus size, you know, a little more cushion for the pushing, if you will. Plump, I ain't trying to be condescending, you know, just, you know, thicker than a snicker. I don't know what you want me to say, right? So, let's say beautiful. Maybe she's a BBWW, big, beautiful white woman, right? We do not discriminate on this podcast, right? But she looked kind of basic, you know what I'm saying? I mean, she was a big girl, right? I'm not saying because she's a big girl, she's basic. I'm saying she looked basic, big or not, right? All right, so. Let's call her, let's say Sally. Sally. Yes. And also, there's a picture of her husband. He just looked like a regular dude. He looked like he'd go to work in the morning, come home. He wasn't big like her, so he didn't have a fighting chance to begin with, right? But Sally, you know, not only is she large, she's also in charge. Like, she don't take no lip, you know? So she had to fight all her life. And she'd be doggone with some scrawny man gonna tell what to do, right? And let's say the guy, what's the guy's name? Brandon. Sally and Brandon, that's not a good couple. Brandon loves his BBWW, you know, worship the ground she walk on, you know. He might have been a shorter guy, I'm imagining, so if he got choked out by butt cheeks. And you know, so one day Brandon come home after working hard at the coal mine, I'm assuming somewhere in the south. He comes home, whatever, and the dishes just kind of piled up and stuff. And, you know, come in and Sally's sitting there She watching Honey Boo Boo or something, you know, look, she ain't studying for astrophysics, okay? She might be doing some online class. I give her that, right? So anyway, Robert come home. He like, man, all these dishes are piled up and stuff. He goes, Sally, like Sally. I say, Sally. She said, huh? I'm like, what's going on? Like, did you have a hard day at work? She's a heavy girl, so I'm gonna give a husky voice because it makes me laugh. When you get your own podcast, you give whatever voice you want to. Yeah, I had a hard day at work. He say, all right, well, I understand that, you know. Is the kids, did you put them in the bed? No, man, it was a hard day at work. Didn't you hear me say, it was a hard day at work? You're like, yeah, I mean, okay, fine, I guess. And, you know, Sally, she's a nurse, right? So she got some scrubs, but these scrubs are big enough. They big scrubs, right? So Robbie, he figured he's going to do something nice, you know what I'm saying? The dishes up in there, he washed dishes. He come home from the coal mine, take his hard hat off, put it on the table, whatnot. And he about to make up the bed. We take, you know, he find a sheet. He thought it was a sheet. He making the bed and stuff. And then, like, you know, he laying there, whatever. And Sally wake him up like, you seen my scrubs for work? He was like, no, I saw this purple flowered bedspread. I put this on the bed. Come on, Sally, come on, lay down with your man. Let me rub on you just a little bit. She was like, you stupid, because that's my scrubs for work. And he was like, oh, no, I didn't know. She was like, you've been acting up for way too long. And he was like, well, come on then. Come on to the bedroom. Give me some of that love. What's going on here? And next thing you know, she put her butt cheeks and buttocks in his face. The thing about choking, though, that's around the neck normally, right? Because suffocation is when somebody sit, you know, cover up your airway. So how you... Okay, let me think. How do you suffocate? How do you choke somebody with your butt cheeks? Because butt choking implies a grip around the neck, right? All right, I'm tapping out on this one. I thought I had it, but I don't got it. All right, let's see what happened. Okay. Woman strangles husband with her buttocks during fight. A woman, 45, is facing murder charges after she allegedly strangled her husband with her buttocks when she reportedly sat on his neck during a fight. All right. Okay, hold on. Okay, see, my thing is, we say allegedly all the time. If the brother had a butt print across his neck, I mean, I don't know if you could fingerprint a butt cheek, but all right. The woman... I ain't gonna say her name, who weighs more than 100 kilos. All right, now, kilograms. All right, so 100, a kilo is 1,000 grams. I don't know how much in a pound. You do the math. Allegedly refused to let go of her partner until her partner begged forgiveness. The man's daughter says she had her dad, not in front of the babies, pinned face down on the bed and ran to seek help from neighbors in the Russian city of, I can't say that word, according to evidence in the case. A female neighbor came to the home but decided it was a domestic dispute the couple would solve, and it was reported. That woman's like, look, I seen her in yoga pants. I'm not getting in the middle of that stuff. Soon afterward, the wife screamed, prompting the neighbor to rush back and call for help. Paramedics pronounced the common law husband dead at the scene. A medical examination found he had died from asphyxiation from blocking the respiratory system as his face was wedged into the mattress, with the woman allegedly sitting on his neck, quote, using her legs so he could not lift it. The wife allegedly, quote, strangled husband to death with her buttocks after drinking too much alcohol, end quote. At her trial, an initial murder charge was dropped and Miss Lady was convicted of causing death by negligence, it was reported. Tatiana said, oh shucks, I said I wasn't going to say her name. She wanted to calm him down after the pair had been drinking. And see, you know what? This right here is domestic abuse. I'm about to say domestic battery.
You know what I'm saying? She's a real, look, calm down. I'll let you go when you calm down. No, let me go now. Let me go now. Let me go, Tatiana. No, I let you go. They rushing. I let you go after you calm down. No, no, let me go now. Now you're going to sit on me. You're going to sit. Okay, fine. Whatever. Back to the story. She had no intention to kill her husband, the court heard. She was sentenced to 18 months of corrective labor in order to pay around $3,000 in moral damages. However, this week an investigative committee announced it is pressing a new murder charge against the wife. The woman had been angry, quote, after drinking heavily, end quote, and, quote, as soon as the man lay down the bed, burying his face in the mattress, she sat on his neck while holding his head with her legs so he could not lift it, the committee alleged. You know,
I feel, now I know like the circumstances around that situation, I feel bad. I'm gonna change the name from Brandon Nikolai or something. I feel bad for the little Nikolai. You know what I'm saying? You sitting there sipping vodka with your woman, you know what I'm saying? You know, Tatiana decided to hit you with the Hulk Hogan leg drop, you know what I'm saying? And normally, even in wrestling, they lift your arm go down, it's one. The referee come in, one. They lift your arm up again, the arm go down, it's two. And then, you know, if it was Hulk Hogan, that arm go up for the third time, it's about to drop it, and it starts shaking, brother. It starts shaking, you know? Like, she hit him with the figure four left leg lock, man. Like her butt cheeks was like a Debo choking on Ice Cube. Like, yeah, go to sleep. Go to sleep, homie. Go to sleep. Like, man, that's terrible, man. And the bad thing, you see your kid because you got this big meaty thigh across your mouth and your nose hole, and just out of the one eye you can see, you see your daughter like, what are you doing to my father? Like, that's terrible. And then Tatiana like, hey, he's got to learn somehow. Like, you're a big like Russian bear. What if he dies? Like, if he dies, he dies. You know, I would have bit the heck out that meaty ham hock leg. Okay, all right, our next story. What is the next story? A drug dealer caught after posting picture holding block of cheese. All right, fam. All right. Now, admittedly, there was a picture with this one, too. So I'm going to give you my initial thoughts, and then we'll go from the actual facts. All right. Now, the young people, right? Young people, 24, 23, you know what young people are. Like, they like to stunt. They get on the Facebook, the social medias. You know, they want to let everybody know that they living life to the fullest. You know what I'm saying? Even, like food. They post pictures of food now, which is fine. I ain't, you know, if you want to watch Lil Yachty, you know, eat a brioche bun, that's on you. You know, life too short, right? And initially, I was thinking, right, some young guy, 23, 24, black dude, right, maybe he looked like ASAP Rocky or something, you know. And, you know, he's like, look at me, y'all. Look at me, man. I'm out here shining. Man, you see my diamonds, man? These are imported, man. These are blood diamonds. I specifically asked for blood diamonds because I get it in blood, you dig? And then, like, you know, hey, what's up? Follow me on my day-to-day, you know what I'm saying? Oh, don't mind that. That's just cocaine. But this right here, this is Mountain Jack cheese from Montenegro, could. Look at that. Look at me. You know how young people, they got a little dance. Everything dance, but you kind of like rocking your fist back and forth, holding up like brioche cheese. And brioche is a bun. Ain't no cheese. Yeah, this right here, this is Gouda. And this one in my left hand, this right here is Swiss, cuz. What? Gouda, Swiss, Gouda, Swiss. Get it. Right? And I figured like he was showing his gold teeth off and, you know, his gold chain. And the police saw the dope in the background. That's initially what I thought. You know what I'm saying? He was out there whipping the pots and the pans, you know, but he's also making a grilled cheese sandwich, and they, the police like, ah, you got me. Not the police, but the dope boy, like, ah, you got me, man. What tipped you off, huh? Was it how I was living this elegant lifestyle? Like, no, you had crack cooking right next to your ramen noodles and your Montenegro cheese. But I digress. So now we got new information. So It was a white guy, right? He might have been ginger. I couldn't really tell by the picture. I try to screenshot things really quick so I don't get a lot of information. He looked like a young Chuck Norris, right? So that made me have to reevaluate my whole situation, right? This young man, somehow, drug dealer caught after posting picture holding block of cheese. All right, so if he's holding a block of cheese, if he ain't got it up to his face like, yeah, I get cheddar and I get cheese, hashtag big rat, hashtag big gouda, right? He's a white guy. Like, he had a player shirt on and stuff. All right, so, let's run it back. So, he was like a really white guy too. Like, let's give him a name. One of those good names. Yes, I'll give him a generic name. Eric. Eric, and Chabowski. Eric Chabowski, right? You know, he's a mild-mannered guy. He works at Whole Foods, you know, and it was a Breaking Bad situation, you know, like, yeah, the brother was trying to help out, Whole Foods, right? And he loved Whole Foods. Like, he came in, worked, you know, he helped us, he put the stacked up the non-GMO, non-organic milks and whatnot. He was a good dude, right? But then he had to come up with some cheese real quick, right? And then he knew some people from across the track, across the way, bad boys, you know? And he went over, he said he was gonna just do it one time, just one time, right? And, but he also, you know, he also had one of social presence, you know? He wasn't trying to stunt, you know? And maybe he was holding up a block of cheese because he's a sweet, dumb, stupid guy. Maybe he's holding up an 8-ball. You know, maybe he thought this, hey, look, everybody, Parmesan cheese, now sell at Whole Foods. Hashtag Whole Foods. Hashtag get it while it's fresh. Hashtag get this cheese, right? And then some local cop, you know, maybe they was in Canada or something. Like, hey, oi, hey, what's this about? You're like, hey, man, that's a little guy who works at Whole Foods. Oh, no. Oh, no. Hey, hey, no. That's crack cocaine there. I'm like, no, it's not crack cocaine. It's cocaine. But yeah, it could be mistaken for Parmesan cheese. And he got in jail. He got in trouble. That's what happened. That's the story. That's what I'm sticking to. All right, let's see what happened. Let's see. Hold on. I had it loaded up. Where is it at? Hold on, y'all. Let's see. Hold on. Come on now. Where's the story, man? Hold on, fam. I take screenshots, and I gotta scroll through all my pictures to find this picture of the man. Well, oh, there you go. All right, drug dealer caught after posting picture holding block of cheese. A drug dealer has been jailed after police were able to analyze his fingerprints from a picture of him holding a block of cheese. What? Hey, fam, it's not just any cheese. A mature blue Stilton from M&S. Carl Stewart. He looked like a Carl Stewart. 39, has been sentenced to 13 years and 6 months in prison after pleading guilty to conspiracy to supply cocaine, conspiracy to supply heroin, conspiracy to supply MDMA, conspiracy to supply ketamine, and transferring criminal property. Man, my man getting it how he live, bro. My thing is, was you touching all the drugs? Why they got your fingerprints on 1, 2, 3, 4 different drugs? Yeah, golly. Okay, hold on. A drug dealer has been jailed after police were able to... Oh, okay. Not just any cheese. A mature blue Stilton from M&S. Carl Stewart, 39%. Okay, I read all that already. All right. Stewart from Liverpool is one of the latest criminals to be jailed for using a mobile encryption service to try to evade detection. Stewart used the handle, quote, Toffee Force, end quote, on EncroChat to supply large amounts of Class A and B drugs. He was sentenced after sharing an image of his encrypt device of a block of cheese in the palm of his hand. Look at that.
He got a block of cheese in his hand. He gonna have some D in his hands because he couldn't stop putting stuff on internet. All right. From which fingerprints were analyzed, around 60,000 users of EncroChat has been identified worldwide, with about 10,000 of them in the UK, all involved in coordinating and planning the supply and distribution of drugs and weapons, money laundering, and other criminal activities. Arrests are continuing across some part of Europe as part of the operation. Detective Inspector Lee Wilkins said, "Today we have seen another significant sentencing as part of National Operation Venetic, which came about after law enforcement officials in Europe managed to crack the EncroChat service being used by criminals involved in serious and organized crime to carry out their business." Let's see. I guess that's the... All right, I guess that's the end of the story. I mean, there's more to it, but I don't... That's fine. All right, let's see. Our next story... Woo-hoo-hoo! Woman discovers husband's second family after reading his baby's birth announcement in the paper. Now, fam, look, this messy. This right here is messy, right? Okay, so... You got to have a woman, right? You got to have two women. Well, you got to have a family. All right, here we go. The woman name, let's give her Rebecca. I wouldn't call her Becky, because this got to be some chicanery and some foolishness on a whole nother level. All right, so Becky, she loved, what's that boy name? Let's give him a name. Becky and Brian. Oh, that sounds sweet, don't it? Becky and Brian. Becky loved Brian, but she know Brian needed space. You know, they dated for a good little minute, you know, about 3-4 years. And Brian was like, "Look, man, look, I can't stand to be apart. I want you with me now. I need you to be on my team. You gonna be on Brian's team?" Becky was like, Yes. Brian, 1,000 times yes. He got on his knees in Disney World. It's a whole sweet situation. Brian is a romantic dude. Brian, he texts 3 o'clock in the morning to send a song, you know, hit it with that Frank Ocean. "I've been thinking about you, ooh, nah, nah, nah." The whole nine, right? He just proposed, by the way. My man made a whole event. He had Mickey and Minnie dance and everything. That's, I think it's a Star Wars anthem. All right, skip it. They got married in Star Wars. Still part of Disney. Keep it going. Anyway, right? So Brian, he has a job, and sometimes he gotta go out of town for his job, you know? And Becky, she held it down. You know what I'm saying? They was newlyweds. She was cool with it because she knew Brian was goal-oriented, and one day, they was gonna have a family, right? And Becky, for some odd reason, picked up a newspaper. Maybe she's killing a cockroach. Maybe she was lying in the bird cage with newspaper because no one reads the newspaper anymore. She happened to get to the park. She passed the obituaries. And it was like, because they put the obituary right next to the new papers. You know what I'm saying? Hey, people coming in, people leaving. It is what it is, right? And who the heck actually reads about other people's kids? If you ain't got no kids, maybe she had the baby fever. That's what it was. She was like, "Oh my God, I can't believe Joanne got a baby. 8 pounds, 9 ounces. Oh, I know her situation ain't gonna never be the same. Oh my God, Tommy and Tanya, because it's TNT, because they dynamite. They had kids too. Oh my God, they had twins. Oh, her vagina's never gonna be the same." The whole situation. It said, congratulations. Brian and Cynthia. She was like, "Brian, oh, Brian, I made it, Brian. That's a funny coincidence." It said, "Brian Chabowski." Like, "Brian Chabowski, wait a minute." She had to go check her marriage certificate. "Wait a minute. My name is Becca Chabowski. Maybe this is a..." Yeah, Brian Chabowski and Sandra Bullock. Welcoming in a 9-pound, 13-ounce bouncing baby boy. And she was like, wait a minute, right? From there,
She was like, well, let me look around this house, right? She started looking around. She started finding, like, receipts for baby carriages. She started finding receipts for strollers and stuff. She started checking online on Chase Mobile. She like, wait a minute, who spend money at the Baby Depot? I don't know if y'all remember the Baby Depot. I think it's called the Baby's Room is what it's called. Alright, this is for the old kids in the house. You're having a baby, the feeling can be beat, but you better decide where the baby's gonna sleep. Come to the baby's room, it's gonna be fun, but don't be surprised, there's a sale going on before the baby arrives. Come to the baby's room. Becca kicked all them pregnant women's stomach and went looking for Brian. And when she found Brian, he was not at the office. He was not at the gym. Where was he at? He was in the maternity ward, rocking Sandra's big head baby. And she ain't like that. And that's the end of the story. It was in the paper. All right, let's read. Early this month, TikTok user Amy Addison posted a stitch with a TikTok user by the name of MamaToria28, who says in her video, tell me how you find out your ex-spouse was cheating on you. In Addison's stitch, which now has over 300,000 views, she replied, say less, I have a great story. All right, Addison then proceeded to explain that she discovered her husband had cheated after reading his baby's birth announcement in the local paper. All right, about a week before their 10th wedding anniversary, Addison tells viewers that she was sitting at work when she decided to flip through a local paper. Who the heck still reads the paper is my question. When she turned to the birth announcement section, she was shocked to find his name alongside another woman announcing the birth of a new baby boy. I was right about that. I know it's his name because it was an unusual name, she said in the video. Yeah, Chabowski. I just gave him that name. Just to be sure, let's see. She said she visited the website for the hospital that was named in the announcement. Once on the website, she typed her husband's name and the other woman's name into the search bar and found not just a photo of the baby boy she had just read about, but also the baby girl the other woman and her husband had just over. I'll catch y'all again. Okay. Start at the beginning of the sentence. Once on the website, she typed her husband's name and the other woman's name into the search bar and found not just a photo of the baby boy she had just read about, but also of the baby girl the other woman and her husband had just over a year prior. Okay, that ain't me. The sentence was wrong. With that being said, this boy got a whole family. And it's a pullout game. Okay. All right. Commenters was shocked, so she continued to tell the 21-part story of her on her TikTok page. In parts 2 and 3 of the story, Addison described how she prepared to confront her husband about his second family, wanting to have all her, quote, ducks in a row, end quote. She didn't confront him immediately, so that day, a Wednesday, she went home and used her, quote, strong girl CSI skills, end quote, to find where the other girl lived. Oh, gee, this is about to be a long story. Okay. The next day, while her husband was working, quote, overtime hours, she packed up as much clothing as she could for herself and her three children, picked the kids up from school, and checked into a hotel. She also said she drove by the woman's house to find his car sitting in the street. Angry, she dumped his clothes and his shoes on his car, and the point rang with an anniversary card. All right, fam, look, I'm gonna tell you this, right? The fact that you think he care? I mean, really, look, 10 years, man, he moved on to bigger and better. Like, he putting babies in people, you know what I'm saying? He ain't tripping. Oh, because, you know, his new family gonna be like, oh, there's clothes. Oh, that must have blew in on the wind. Look, I understand I burnt that bridge. It's fine. Okay, when he finally called, it was apparent he hadn't checked on his car as he alleged that both he and his car were at work. See, you got, if you're going to be lying, you got to stay on your stuff. You got to peek out at your car the whole night.
When she told him to go check on his vehicle and call her back, she hung up. Over an hour later, he finally called Addison back at their home phone. In that phone call, the husband told Addison there had been a huge misunderstanding about who he was with and where he had been. He explained it off as a work lunch and denied the birth announcement Addison had read in the paper only a day prior. Look, if your woman, this is for the men in the family, if your woman tell you go check something, that means she already know what's there and there's a surprise waiting on you. When he came out, when you call your woman and she tell you, go check your car, that means either she busted up the car or it's got repo. Like, there's no if, ands, or buts to it. And then now you're going to play it for a fool. You know what I'm saying? Okay, so now, no. I mean, when I say I was having lunch, at Ruby Tuesday, I mean I was having lunch at a girl named Ruby's house on a Tuesday. No. You just, you nod your head, you respect the game, and keep it moving, right? All right, so here we go. This is a long story, it looks like. Eventually, however, he admitted to cheating and told Addison that he would give up the other woman and their children in order to make his marriage with Addison work. Nah, bruh. You had your chance. She refused and told him to suffer the consequences of his choice. In retaliation, he changed the locks on the home, forcing Addison and her children to live out of a hotel for the next week. Bro, you paid for that hotel. You ain't punishing them. Oh my God, Mom, what are we gonna do? I guess we'll go downstairs and have intercontinental breakfast and we'll go swim in the pool. Woe is us, right? Okay. She continued to tell viewers that she had a lot of friends in low places who convinced her husband to leave their home. He emptied the house of almost everything except for heavy furniture. Because he couldn't lift it. He could not lift. That's what it said. Okay. And moved in with his sister. From there, he harassed Addison. He tried to take her vehicle, sent threatening messages, etc. Eventually, she filed a restraining order. 1 month later, he officially filed for divorce. After 1 year of working out the settlement, the courts ruled that she can keep their home and her car. He kept his car and all the belongings he took from the home when he initially moved out. He withdrew his request for spousal support so she wouldn't owe him a dime. There's more. I'm not reading this. Alright. Our next story. Man sets neighbor house on fire because they did not mow his lawn, police say. Let me read this again. Man sets neighbor's house on fire because they did not mow his lawn. How could you get mad? Another grown man, because he didn't do you a favor. He must have owed him. Like, that's the only thing I could think, right? Like, you can't. That's like me getting mad at my neighbor for not cutting my grass, but he don't owe me nothing. Like, that don't make no sense. Okay. This is how it goes down in my brain, and maybe I'm slow, but here we go. All right, these two, let's say Charlie and Andrew. Charlie and Andrew, they best friends, right? Like, they borrow each other stuff, you know what I'm saying? Hey, Charlie, can I borrow your weed whacker? Don't worry about it, Andy. Okay, borrow the weed whacker. And maybe Andy keeps it for, you know, a month and a half until Charlie realizes, like, man, his lawn looking a little shabby, right? Okay. Yeah. And maybe Andy says, Charlie, would you mind picking up my kids from soccer practice? Charlie's like, look, I'm glad to do it, buddy. Oh, buckaroo, old pal, old buddy, old pal, right? And then Andy looks up and he's realized, man, you know, Charlie, he's a good guy. He takes care of me. He's a good neighbor. But, you know, his grass is a little high. My grass looks good, but his grass looks high. You know what? I'm not going to worry about it. You know, I'm sure, I mean, I love cutting my grass. I mean, I'm sure he should love cutting his grass, right? The whole time, Andy, he's sitting looking at his grass like, I'm just going to let it grow just to see if Charlie's going to take it upon himself to cut my grass. Now, Charlie got no idea that this imposition is being put on their friendship, you know? How could Charlie know what Andy's thinking?
I'm pretty sure I messed some names up, but just roll with me, right? But Andy, he got a little mean girl spirit. Look, I'm just going to let my grass grow a little bit, but I ain't going to say nothing, right? So every day, you know, Charlie and Andy, they leave out the house at the same time, right? Charlie's like, hey, what's up, Andy? Like, nothing much. He was like, hey, man, look at the grass. It's getting a little high. He's like, yeah, well, you know, just, you know, I get to it eventually, right? 2 weeks go by, you get a couple good rains, and grass is sprouting up. Now, Charlie, or Andy, I don't know which one, he's looking at his grass. He's looking at his neighbor. He's looking at his yard. Y'all looking immaculate, man. The tulips, the dandelions, the magnolias, all in the morning dew, looking beautiful. And then you look at Andy and old Charlie's grass. And you're like, man, bring down the property value. Bring down the property value. And Andy and old Charlie is looking like, I can't believe Charlie and old Andy is cutting his grass. This is the third time he cut my grass. My grass is looking hella jacked. I got dandelions and ragweeds and what's some things called? Pussy willows? Not pussy willows. Cottontails? No. The cattails. Cattails! In my yard. And Charlie and old Andy don't care enough to bring his riding lawnmower with zero turn radius across my grass. And then Charlie and old Andy's like, who does Andy and old Charlie think he is? So he looks in his garage because he got to exact some revenge because apparently you don't love him like you say you do, right? My grass look like terrible. Your grass look awesome. So Charlie and old Andy grabs his gas tank. He grabs the gas tank. So sitting right next to his lawnmower because he don't want to cut grass because he's doing some petty girl stuff trying to see what their friendship is based on. So he starts splashing gas all on the side, the aluminum siding. He gonna teach Charlie and or Andy that he is not to be trifled with. And then set that man's house ablaze. And that's the story. All right, let's see. An Iowa man has been arrested for allegedly setting fire to his neighbor's house because they had not mowed his lawn after he had asked them to the previous day. Mr. Mann, he's 53, was arrested on Sunday following an incident on the same day in Sioux City, Iowa, and has since been charged with first-degree arson and second-degree criminal mischief. I wonder when you set somebody's house on fire, like, do you like, man, I can get charged with arson? Or is it a crime of passion? All right, let's see. According to the reports by the Sioux City Police Department obtained by CBS Siouxland News, Mr. Mann admitted that he was upset on Sunday, the guy's day, you know what I'm saying, rest, that his neighbors had not yet cut his grass after he had asked him to do so on Saturday. What kind of imposition are you putting on people? Look, I thought I told you to cut my grass, and now I got to burn you up alive. All right. The authorities have not yet revealed why Mr. Mann wanted his neighbors to mow his lawn. The 53-year-old visited his neighbor's house on Sunday to ask why they had not cut his grass. It was filmed on home surveillance footage attempting to take a registration sticker off one of the vehicles parked on the driveway. How you gonna knock on somebody's door like, hey, real quick, hey, buddy, I know you ain't cut my grass. What kind of pimp move is that? Look, you got to the end of the day to cut my grass or something real bad might happen to you, boy. You just keep that in mind next time you try to drive this car with no registration sticker. And caught the boy on video. Okay. All right. The neighbors were alerted to the fire later in the day when another local resident who had called the authorities banged on their door to inform them of the blaze. They managed to escape without any injuries. How do you knock on your neighbor's door? Like, I kind of want to do that right now just to see how well that would go. Just knock on my neighbor's door. Like, hey, man, I know you ain't cut my grass, man. Look, get on your, who you think you're playing with? Let that grass, let the sun go down on another long piece of grass, another blade of grass, and that's your ass. Like, that's crazy. All right, well, this has been an episode of the Bros 3 Podcast. I'll talk to you later. Be sweet to each other. Do not set each other on fire. Keep your butt cheeks firmly in your pants and be sweet to each other. All right. I love y'all.
Be good. Later.